Oh, did you get me slurping coffee? He turned it on just in time for me to go. It's Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. Good morning. Wow. Aren't you glad?
You can gargle too.
That's gonna be the new thing.
What sound effects we make first thing in the morning? It's better than farting in here all morning, isn't it? I mean, come on, jeez. It's Sunday morning to you.
Woo! Yeah, for Rock Out with your Rob out today, Rob will gargle today's tune.
Can't be any worse than my singing I normally do. So, so hey, you going to go down and get your Dodgers World Series tickets? They punched their ticket now. Well, they didn't really. Bryce Harper punched it for him last night.
That is a nasty, nasty-looking injury. This happened, I don't know, fairly late last night. I know you may have seen this last night. If you're up this early, maybe you didn't. But Bryce Harper, who is... You could go as far as to say he's the face of Major League Baseball. Is that taking it too far?
No, him and Mike Trout, you can't go wrong with either one of them. Okay. To be quite honest with you, but Harper plays on a better team.
There you go. Maybe the National League version of the face of baseball.
Absolutely.
He's a major success story. Mm-hmm. Comes in young, breaking barriers all over the place. But he had an injury last night.
Yeah.
That, you know, listen, here's the thing. It looked horrible, and then the word that I got later... or earlier this morning, is that he was seen walking away from the facility with a noticeable, air quotes here, noticeable limp. If he's walking out of the facility on his own, he's good to go. He's okay. He'll be back in a couple of days. That sure didn't look like I'll be back in a couple of days injury, because what happened was he's digging, trying to beat one out to first base, and they've been in a rain delay, and his cleats clog up with mud, and he's stretching with that lead foot to get out there. It hits the bag and slides off, only until the toe cleat grabs, and I mean, it takes his leg and bends it like a popsicle stick and like launches him. Wouldn't you say that his hyperextended leg launched him like into the air? It's nasty.
Yeah, he did a flip. It looked like a downhill skier that you see on ABC's My World of Sports.
The agony of defeat.
The one guy that lost the one ski going down the
He looked like that.
That's exactly what it looked like, man. It's tough. If anyone can sustain that, I mean, it's in. The guy's obviously in impeccable shape. I mean, this was a guy
he's young. That helps. He's in great shape. World-class athlete. Yep. That helps. But he
was a Sports Illustrated guy. 16, 17 years old, like LeBron.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our favorite thing about him, you and I both being UNLV guys, came up in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas kid.
This guy took his GED, okay? Not because he's a dummy out there, but he took his GED to get out of high school so he could go play college ball because they weren't good enough in high school.
No, he's already passed that. All right, let's do something else. I got this already.
Yeah.
He is that good. Listen, I'm a Dodger fan. And I want to win as bad as anything. It's been almost 30 years. You know, I want to see people at full strength, though. I don't want to hear from you or anybody, you had a walkover. You didn't have anybody. Oh, Bryce Harper was hurt. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
I don't want to hear that.
And I'm a Giants fan, and I want to see the Dodgers not win. So I want to see Bryce Harper.
The fact that it's you guys that did this. It's somehow it's your fault, you Giants. Somehow it's your fault.
Like I said, the San Francisco sniper strikes again.
And then you guys, you were the ones in the brawl, too. It was the Giants that they brawled with.
Harper and Hunter Strickland. They had a beef dating back 2 or 3 years. Baseball's great like that. Baseball and the only other sport like that is hockey. I mean, hockey's
if
awesome.
If you're out of it, just start screwing people up. Wow, I almost used another word there.
you're so pissed off with each other in hockey, the second they drop the puck 40 feet from you, you're dropping your gloves, hitting the guy right away without any action going. I mean, there's nothing like it. Baseball and hockey, they both got a mind of their own. But
The other thing last night of note in the world of baseball is Bellinger goes for another one. Cody Bellinger hit number 34 last night. That puts him one home run shy of tying the Dodgers' Mike Piazza's rookie mark of 34 home runs in his rookie season. I'd say he's got a couple of games to catch and get him at 34 and 35, don't you?
Yeah, I think he'll get there.
Or 35, 36.
All of September.
Yeah, all of September.
Half of October. We got 40-some games left. It's crazy, you know, but obviously talking to a lot of people, you know, around town, there's still a little bit of that nervous energy just because of what's happened in the history.
Sure. Say,
there has to
be. Well, you're wondering, are they going to run out of gas? How long can they hit like this? When's the cold streak hit?
Right.
You know?
Does it? Oh, my God. If you don't win the whole, you don't not only win the World Series, you don't win it in five. There's a problem, you know, the way things are going now.
I'll take it in seven. It doesn't matter how many it is, but yeah. No, the pressure's really on now.
Sure.
I mean, it's like yours to lose is kind of where they're sitting right now. But Bellinger, fun to watch, man. I mean, he hit one the other night. This is between this week's show and last week's show, where he went all the way down to practically one knee to get this one. I mean, he was, went so low and break, you know, bent his legs so much that he was almost hitting it from, you know, one knee on the ground. I'm just amazed that we didn't see this coming more.
We call it a golf shot. You know, and that's when they go down and they dig that out. The thing I do like about Bellinger, I've always been a big fan in any sport, JD, of pedigree. All right, your old man played. He was a member of the World Championship Yankees team back in 99, okay? Mm-hmm. So he gets it. He understands. He used to be the bat boy in the clubhouse. He remembers growing up there at Yankee Stadium and all the players, you know, playing catch with him, doing all these kinds of things. That is priceless. It really, you can take your kid to the game as many times as you want. Having your kid down in the clubhouse, on the field, learning everything, seeing everything, the way the business is handled before you ever get a shot in the little league yourself, I mean, that's amazing. There's a reason, I think, that Peyton Manning was a good quarterback. His dad, I forget his name, he played for a little bit down in the Big Easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Archie.
There's... Maybe if Ryan Leaf had a dad who played a little bit, things would have been a little better. But then again, he likes pills, and don't we all? It's Sunday morning.
We'll get back to more on the Bellinger thing as well as the Harper thing. More Major League Baseball stuff is coming up. Shall we do a Bushka fact? Are we ready to roll with that?
I've never been more ready.
I knew the answer to that, actually.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
I think Cody Bellinger just hit another home run. Hold on, let me check.
Those of you Cowboys fans that saw your team go down yesterday to the Coliseum to those L.A. Rams wearing the blue on white.
I liked that. I liked the blue on white. Yeah, that was cool.
Yellow is my least favorite color, and nobody looks good in yellow to me. But Ezekiel Elliott suspended, banged by Roger Goodell for the first six games for domestic violence. How many Dallas Cowboys have been suspended all time?
It has to be a staggering number, doesn't it?
It does. As many home runs as Cody Bellinger has hit? I don't know.
Maybe.
Think about it. Yeah, food for thought. I'll tell you next. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Timeout is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
Ezekiel Elliott's a no-go for the first six games. Man, the Cowboys open Sunday Night Football hosting the Giants, who are already as good as they are, and that really hampers what they're trying to do. But how many Cowboys have been suspended all time?
Wow, so players, not games, because we probably couldn't count that high for games suspended, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So players. I mean, and this, like, all time?
Right. 105.
49.
Oh, wait a minute. This is only five. I'm sorry. I can't read my writing here.
What?
I thought it was 105, but only five.
What do you mean?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Not possible.
I know. Greg Hardy, who likes to play with guns. Throw him out there on the couch and do his thing. Josh Brent, Adam Pac-Man Jones,
and
Lenardo Carson. So it's all been in the last 13, 14 years. Because, look, before then, they didn't...
Before then, it was Tom Landry. We ain't having this stuff around here.
Not only that, before then, they really didn't crack... I mean, really, you mean to tell me Michael Irvin couldn't have got suspended for something?
Michael Irvin's not on that list?
Right.
How's he not on that
list? Russell Maryland. I mean, the whole Miami Hurricane
Leon
team.
Leon Lett.
That went there correct. Did Leon Lett not get busted with a whole bunch of sticky icky in the car? He did it. No suspensions. Yeah, because you finally got a commissioner that likes to, you know, bring the hammer down.
I thought you could say the commissioner likes to smoke the sticky icky. Well, that's why I didn't suspend him.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He was commissioner before. Well, we liked him better.
As much money as Goodell makes, he can smoke the really good stuff, right? The stuff you get in Hollywood, man. Not just the stuff you get in Whittier. Jeez.
This is called Sports on Tap. Oh, we do this every Sunday.
This is Jimmy.
102? Is that what this one is?
Yeah.
Show number 102. Let's play some Jimmy. Be quiet. Former would-be pro tennis player Lars Ulrich on the skins for Metallica.
Ulrich,
he came to Southern California to be a pro tennis player.
Yeah, it was
That's
cool.
A true story.
On Wednesday night, the Giants and Cubs were playing. It was an ESPN National game. He did an inning in the booth, talked about everything the band's going through, and they said, what's your deal behind all this success? 35 years plus now.
Right.
We have our own chef, our own this, our own that. We take our families with us everywhere on the road. It was pretty cool to hear him say that. It's like, whenever somebody needs something, we all respect it. We'll take a date off if we have to go ahead and help that one person, because that's how you stay happy. That's how you stay together and keep rocking for 35 plus.
Amazing stuff.
They still sound just as good as they did in 81, too.
Roll the intro music for the show's attorney as we welcome in Drew Sherman now. Now, you have to appear early today because you have another sports appointment. Is that what I hear?
I love hearing that in the morning, gentlemen, on a Sunday. Yes, I have my son's tryouts for fall baseball today, so I have to be there prepared for him.
Right.
Oh, I love that. Love that music.
What position is he playing? Is he going for?
He's 5 years old. We'll find out.
Okay. That's fine.
One of the ones around the rim of the infield that waits for the ball. That's what position.
Right.
If he's got an arm on him, have him try out for pitcher and just bean the first kid he faces. Everyone will be afraid the rest of the year. Okay. Or if he's going to be a hitter, have him bring some pine tar. The kids will love him.
Great advice for a lawyer. I like that.
I don't think I need to tell you not to listen to anything that he says, right? Hey,
yeah, no.
The first thing I want to talk about is Ezekiel Elliott. I know you're short on time this morning, but Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, I know it's the preponderance of evidence, look at me using your words, but they have to prove differently in the regular court of law versus what they do in the billionaires club. But how is it this guy's not charged, not arrested, but the league comes down with the hammer?
Well, remember, and that's good to the term preponderance of the evidence, and what you said there is key, because preponderance of the evidence means just over 50%. More than half is what is required in a civil action, and what is the NFL is the basis that the NFL is using. But remember, in criminal action, it is beyond a reasonable doubt, and the way that they go percentages on that is they say it's 99.99% sure. Yeah. So these district attorneys, and by the way, they're not going to take on a case unless they know they pretty much are going to win it hands down.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't think it's a slam dunk, they're not going to prosecute. I've heard that directly from the mouths of DAs.
Okay, so we understand why. Now, what about the appeal side of things? Does he have a shot at appeal?
Well, remember, it's going to be kind of along the same lines as Tom Brady. It's going to be, you know, whether or not the NFL has the right to let this punishment. Does it go against, you know, the collective bargaining agreement? They're going to have to bring a civil action. And it's, you know, listen, if Tom Brady, if the Golden Boy couldn't get the appeals court to swing his way in Massachusetts, I highly doubt that Ezekiel Elliott's going to have more success than the Golden Boy.
That's a good point.
You're welcome, New England. You're welcome from Raider fans. There you go. Sorry.
He is Drew Sherman. He is our show's attorney at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush. You know, my favorite kind of court, aside from the People's Court, because Judge Wapner's a badass, it's called the Court of Public Opinion. And you're guilty, Zeke, because we all know it in this room. I don't need evidence. You're guilty. Court of Public Opinion wins every time. If there's a rumor, it's true. If there's smoke, there's fire. Do you have that on your car, written out and inscribed somewhere if there's smoke, there's fire?
I give you the credit for that.
Come on, man. That's my name when I'm doing films in Van Nuys. Would you stop it already? Jeez.
All right, get your mind out of Van Nuys or the gutter or both. Let me ask this real quick. Have you seen the videotape on Bryce Harper? It just happened last night. Have you seen that?
I did take a quick look, and I read about it real quick. You know, and I think where you're going is whether or not Bryce Harper has a cause of action against the Nationals grounds crew, essentially.
You know me too well. That's exactly where I'm going. Sue the grounds crew
of the team you work for in the ballpark you play in,
right?
81 days a year.
JD, I want you on my staff because that is a really creative argument. And you know what? It kind of works. And I think it would work if you really wanted it to because, yeah, we have all these releases of liability that if you show up to the ballpark, you understand that balls are flying around and you might get hit and all these things. But one of the things that you don't release is unexpected kind of negligence. And the fact that the grounds crew did not do what they were supposed to do, that they didn't act reasonably, is a valid argument to get around any sort of waiver that Bryce Harper might have on the Nationals. And so he could. It is an actual viable cause of action that, hey, I would bring it to the court, you know, if Bryce Harper wanted me to, you know, represent
him.
So, and I'm going to put you on my staff as the paralegal, JD.
Oh,
you're
I like that.
Work.
See,
act
look at that. There
God.
Is a career after
act
radio.
Of God. Have you not heard that phrase before? They can't be out there. Every time it rains, hold on. Everybody go out there and wipe the bases off for him. They put turfus all over. The game was delayed 3 hours while they got the field ready. I mean,
they should have wiped the bases off.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe Harper shouldn't have ran as hard to first base. Maybe Harper should be like, the Giants suck. We're going to beat them anyway. We're already winning the game, and we really can't catch the Dodgers until October. So let me ease up on this one. Why don't you try that, Bryce?
Well, so you're saying that the MLB was negligent for allowing them to continue playing? That is really what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is Bryce Harper shouldn't have ran it out as hard. So if your son's listening right now, don't run that ball out as hard as you want to first base. So you make a great impression there. Remember what I told you? Just being the first kid and the rest will go fine. Make him a pitcher.
Very good.
All right, listen to the bush.
Good. Yeah, that's the best advice you can give today. Listen, good luck with the tryouts there. Obvious Raider fan, Drew Sherman right there, who named his... named his team. What's his team in our Tuck Rule My Ass?
The Tuck Rule My Ass. Yes.
Hey, Drew, before you do, I just want a 30-second take on this. I forgot now. Your boy, Marshawn Lynch, running the rock, decides to sit for the national anthem last night for the Raiders there in Arizona.
Issue?
Is that cool with you? Word is that you told him to do so before the game.
Listen, what I love is the Constitution of the United States, and everybody has the right to the freedom of speech, and I believe in the Constitution, and so should you, Rob, and everybody who listens to, on the radio. And if Marshawn Lynch wants to exercise his freedom of speech, he is more than welcome to do so. And I'm going to do that today because I'm going to the Chargers-Seahawks game today. Mm-hmm. I got two tickets just to root against the Chargers. So
there you go.
They'll see me in the Raider gear.
Beautiful.
Go Hawks.
Now just say God bless America, and I think you're done.
It's America.
God bless America.
America.
don't put
the A in America.
America. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck at the baseball tryouts.
How do you spell America? That's M-U-R-C-A?
No, Humerica. I smell it with an H.
Humerica?
Humerica.
Humerica. Hum baby America.
Yeah.
Oh, good time with him, man. So a five-year-old tryout. Right. That's weird. You tryouts when you're five? Don't you just pay a registration fee
when
like
my son was about that age? I tried to coach a peewee little league when they're only about that. Oh, my gosh, you want to tear your hair out. It's like, all right, let's make a line. They can't make a line. Make a line right here, and they're just going to look at you.
I know.
What?
No idea what's going on.
Finger in their nose. Huh?
Yeah. One kid that can even remotely come
so
close to
hard.
Catching the ball. Okay, you're shortstop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the captain.
Oh, one of them hit your leadoff. bury the bad kids in the outfield like they always do because you can't hit it out of the infield anyway.
All right, coming up this morning, a chance for It's Not Dead tickets. That means Rob's going to sing punk music today. Yeah. This will be fun. It's coming up. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap Sunday mornings from 7 to 9 with JD and the Bush. And it's about time for fantasy football. Our league is the Venice Mafia League. And we're going to draft on the 27th. That's the date of our live draft. But a lot of people are getting ready to draft their teams. You know, you like to wait until most of the preseason is out of the way so that you don't have any injuries wind up. You don't want to draft somebody that winds up getting hurt.
Right.
Right.
Or suspended for beating up women.
Or suspended for beating up women. Yeah. So what's that going to do to Ezekiel Elliott's stock?
Yeah, I would not pick him in the first round. That's just me. I'm going out on a limb. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Rob, for that fantasy football tip.
There's one.
How about changing your league up a little bit? Maybe you've been playing for a while and you're looking to spice things up or maybe change some things. We have some ideas.
Spice things up?
Yeah, in fantasy football. Fantasy football. 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 Head out of the gutter. Football.
Role playing. Okay, I got you.
Two quarterback leagues. I'm going to start with something that we're doing. We're in one of these hybrid leagues, which is going to score a lot of points. Two quarterbacks. You got to start two QBs every week. Want to change things up? That will absolutely do it. Like in our league, it's going to be two quarterbacks, two wide receivers, two running backs, and two flex spots.
Okay.
So that's one thing that you can do. Another thing you can do is cut the kicker.
I like Roberto Aguayo.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers just cut it. Was he like a second round? Was it a second round
second
pick
round
on that
pick
guy?
They traded up to get the guy.
Aye.
Pinned all the hopes in the world on. I mean, all he did is make 71% of your kicks,
well,
which not good if you're a kicker and that's your only job to put it through the uprights.
If you don't want a kicker deciding your fantasy football matches, cut the kicker.
Right.
You don't have to have a kicker. You could knock him out of there and put another flex in. You could knock him out of there and not put anything in. Who needs a kicker?
Yep. It's kicker, man. Come on.
Where
are the real
kickers
gone? Where are the barefoot guys gone? Rich Carlos. Remember him?
Last barefoot guy I remember was the guy. No. The guy for the Rams. Guy that used to kick barefooted for the Rams. This is a long time
Chuck
ago.
Chuck Nelson?
No. Oh, man, I can't remember his name.
You remember Rich Carlos of the Broncos was there when Elway was there, and they won the World Series. The Super Bowl. And this is great because he's doing it in the mile high when it's frozen in December.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's out there kicking barefoot.
I'm going to have to look his name up now because it escapes
Carney Lansford?
No, stop it.
barefoot kicker for the Rams. I remember him kicking like a 50-yarder on Monday Night Football in Chicago, you know, in the snow. And I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm going to have to look it up now.
Kicks
the Rams
with their
kicker.
Shoes off. I mean, come on. Seriously.
Hey, Jim McMahon is walking around Lake Tahoe at Edgewood playing that golf tournament barefooted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jim McMahon also wears sunglasses all the time. You know, he's too cool. He tells everybody, I got stabbed in the eye with a fork, and I was like, shut up.
It's not because he got stabbed.
I ain't buying it. I know. You don't want us to see your eyes.
What about two tight ends? Is there enough tight ends to go two tight ends?
No. I don't think. I mean, two.
Because think, if you're in a 12-team league, that means 24 tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah, we know the only two good tight ends in football are Jimmy Graham and that Gronk, whatever his name is, in New England. Aside from that, I mean, why else would you draft him?
On a related note, for some reason, I think Jimmy Graham is going to have a huge season this year.
I think
Man, that's a guy I'm targeting for my teams is Jimmy Graham. I think that guy, he's too. Healthy now.
We get to see him today, too. It's the last week one preseason game. Chargers hosting the Seahawks today. The place sold out.
You might see a little bit of him.
a little bit of him, right, maybe, on the sideline walking around. He'll look good getting off the bus with Jimmy Graham. That's about it. It is preseason.
The whole thing about adding flex players, if you really want to change things up a little bit, make your starting lineups deeper, like add two flex spots, things like that, maybe three wide receivers if you don't already have three, but then shorten the bench.
Yeah.
Because if you shorten the bench up a little bit and you have more starting players, you're forcing everybody in your league to play the players they're holding on to, not hold on to guys. This guy's a good player, but he's not as good as the guy who got in there. I'm going to hold on to him all season long. It's like just a backup.
Yeah.
This forces people to not do that and maybe get rid of stuff. So think about deeper starting lineups, shorter benches. I've cut my bench down to six in this league.
And think about, remember the nugget I already gave you guys. And that's free advice, too. You don't got to call a hotline or pay for anything or a recorded message. Don't draft Ezekiel Elliott in the first round. And also, I would take a flyer and pass on Colin Kaepernick, okay, to rack you up some numbers. I would do that as well. Two guys you want to stay away from.
Solid fantasy advice right there, since Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a team now.
Well, that's why I wouldn't draft
him. Taking many snaps.
Well, I wouldn't draft him, brother.
He'll show up in the box score.
He'll wind up. He'll wind up playing for a team come week two or three when someone goes down with an injury and you're faced with a crappy backup. He'd be a great backup for someone else. He's already came out and said, I'll stand for the anthem. I'll stand. Marshawn's like, I won't.
Marshawn's like, I'm. But you know what? Marshawn's like not drawing attention to. Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
He's like sitting on an ice bucket. Mm-hmm. He's like sitting on an Igloo cooler. He just doesn't care.
Eating
like,
Skittles.
Come on, hurry up. Are the Skittles in here or not?
I'm about that action, right, boss.
Coming up. Should we do a Bushka fact? Let's do that now. Let's do the Bushka fact now. Let's go ahead and do that, and then we can do the other thing.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
All right, here's a softball for you. On a Sunday, 3 years after using not one but two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick to acquire this stud, the Bills are now moving on from which talented young wide receiver? Buffalo said, so long.
I know the answer to that.
I would hope anybody living here would know the answer to that. I'll tell you next. Sports on Tap 95.5 KLOS.
I think there's a ball ricocheting off Tim Tebow's head.
Got drilled. Gets up, stays in the game. In the head,
he did
too.
Get drilled in the head.
Hit the head.
And didn't even go down.
Like I said, did you see the Pope tweeted out? That guy's going to hell to hit him, too. I was like, man, oh, man, oh, man, he is.
The Pope,
he did, from the Vatican. Watching teams.
Do the Bushka fact.
3 years after using two first-round picks and a fourth, rather, to acquire this Buffalo Bills wide receiver, they're moving on from who? Yeah, it's your newest member. Sammy Watkins. Watkins coming over. I mean, look, here's a guy with a ton of promise. A guy that was a stud when he was at Clemson. And just hasn't lived up to it yet. Plus, what I'm told, he's got a little bit of an attitude, so he'll fit in here in L.A. perfectly. So, good luck to him. He didn't play in yesterday's win over the Cowboys. That place was half full. You know, last year, the Rams opened their very first preseason game, a welcome back at the Coliseum with the Cowboys. 95,000 plus. Half full yesterday for that. I don't want to say
that. Mostly Cowboy fans.
Mostly Cowboys.
I'll say it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it if you want.
Sure
I will.
Cowboys are a popular team.
They've had camp out here for a long time in Oxnard. They got a ton of fans in SoCal.
They do. They do, yeah. So,
all right, coming up here in a couple of minutes, we'll go with What Are the Chances at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Former leader of the Runaways, there's Joan Jett and her Blackhearts on 95.5 KLOS. Rock Southern California doing Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. We do every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. And time for a little What Are the Chances. Shall we roll into that? Are you ready for that, Rob?
I am. I'm listening to this background music. What is this? Is this Wanted Dead or Alive? You're starting with the Christmas bells and
actually
stuff.
It's YYZ. Oh, do you know? Okay.
Sounds a little bit like it, though, too.
Who's the band? Who does YYZ?
Yeah. Oh, that would be BFD. I don't know. give me the stupid questions already. This is a sports show on a music station. Come on.
What are the chances Rob knows?
You're the me. What are the chances? Hey, can we anything outside Seattle?
I
want
to go backwards. We have to pay this off because we were talking about this a minute ago and somebody just called and said, hey, who was that barefooted kicker for the Rams that you guys were talking about? Mike Lansford,
yes.
Who used to kick in the 80s, the Eric Dickerson era,
yes.
That nailed that 50-yarder on Monday Night Football in the snow and the night and rain and all sleet and all that kind
Monterey
of stuff.
Monterey Park's finest, of course. He's a Washington Husky.
He's a
man.
Dub.
He's a dubber. Yeah. Go you dub. One of seven guys in history. That is a short list, brother.
Seven barefoot kickers. In 100 years, the NFL, only seven guys doing a barefoot. Well, what Dempsey was the half. It did it with half a foot.
He had a half a foot. Yeah, he had a.
And he had the league record for a long time until they started kicking him in mile line.
Different.
Are you ready for one of the chances? You ready? Ready?
Like I said,
ready?
Never been
ready?
More.
All right, let's see. Giancarlo Stanton hit his 100th home run at Marlins Park last night. He has 8 home runs in his last 9 games, 41 on the season. What are the chances, Rob Buschke, that Giancarlo Stanton will reach 60 home runs or maybe even 61 this year?
What are the chances? Where now? What number?
41. He hit 41 last night with 46 games to go.
I like his chances. I think he's got about an 80% chance. And the reason being is because, look, there's really only 2 teams in the National League that are any good, the Dodgers and the Nationals. And by the way, good news out there, those of you listening on Bryce Harper, 10-day DL. All right, so apparently it's not going to be a season-ending thing, okay? But here's what's going to happen. People are going to mail it in. All right, they already got their tee times and their vacations planned. You see how crappy the baseball is the month of September unless you're in a pennant race.
So 1, 2, 3, can't come.
He's going to tee off, and again tee off. 80%. He had 61.
Nick is never going to hear the end of that the rest of his life. NFLPA President Eric Winston says that the NFL Players Association is ready to step up and help Colin Kaepernick, but the embattled quarterback has asked the union not to do anything. What are the chances the Players Union will be able to get Kap a job?
None chance, okay? What's the chances?
Zero.
After somebody goes down with an injury, the Kaepernick will get a job. That's 100% chance. Hire this guy. Hire him, please. We know all about Colin Kaepernick.
No.
They're not even going to go to bat for the guy. Look, they got bigger fish to fry in Zeke right now. That's
your
what
quarterback is out for the season. What's his number?
Right, that's exactly what they're going to do. They all have Kaepernick's number right there. They're just waiting to push it. I'll push 911 if you don't go. You know, like those custody battles everybody has on the front lawn at night.
As you have already mentioned on this morning's program, the former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Sammy Watkins acquired in a trade with the Rams in exchange for cornerback E.J. Gaines and a second-round pick in next year's draft. Rob, what are the chances that Jared Goff is the perfect remedy for the underachieving Sammy Watkins?
Again, none chance. All right.
Zero.
What has Goff done to prove it? Goff celebrated that he had a touchdown pass yesterday. When he threw the pass it was fumbled into the end zone, somebody recovers it. Okay, you've lost your touchdown pass status once it gets fumbled and a guy hops on top of it. That's how it goes down, is a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Okay, not a pass. Sorry, Jay Goff. You went to... Well, Cal, I thought you were a little bit smarter than that, man. I'm telling you. So, no chance. That's what I need. Just some Jared Goff to turn my career around. How is Jared Goff any better than Tyrod Taylor? He's not.
If you went to
the Chargers, Philip Rivers is good. He could turn you around, but not Jared Goff. Not yet.
Went to the wrong L.A. team then.
Apparently, yeah. Check me out in a few years, Jay Goff.
One more. The Miami Herald reports that Major League Baseball is supposed to receive a formal agreement today from Miami Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria, who has agreed to sell the team for $1.2 billion to some New York investors. One of them includes Derek Jeter. What are the chances, Rob, Jeter makes a return to the field like MJ did?
None chance. Speaking of MJ, MJ's a part of that investing group, too. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he is.
We know how much he loved baseball.
He's going to be telling Jeter, this is your last chance, man. Get back out on the field. Put the uni back on. I can tell you, man, I did it. Nothing like it.
Jeter's too smart. He was Teflon. He's Mr. Baseball. He played it cool. The media loved him. Never tore him apart for anything.
Another zero.
Zero, none chance, man, that they're going to touch that guy.
I don't know if we're going to do this with you anymore if everything is zero.
Well, no, there was an 80% chance on the first one.
That's right. You had one. Okay. All right. We'll keep doing it then. But maybe next week. Right now, rock the box, shall we? Yeah? Or are you taking the break? What are you doing? What you want? Music? All right, let's rock the box, man. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Rob Halford out in front of Judas Priest on 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California, doing Sports on Tap as we do every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 with J.D. and the Bush.
Sports on Tap, KLOS, J.D. and the Bush.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Stop it.
Football tickets, Jets. Let me jog your memory. I know it's been probably 30 seconds since we talked about this.
It has, man. I'm busy. Look, I'm watching this girl with this
tattoo. You're looking at tattooed girls on television.
Look, they got a tattooed girl has four other Mount Rushmore girls just as beautiful as her on her back. And you expect me to talk football? I mean, come on. And it's a commercial for T-Mobile.
Dude, you're sucked into a commercial.
Dude, it's a T-Mobile. I'm changing from Sprint right now. Is T-Mobile open this early? Oh, get them as a sponsor. All right. Hey, you and I were talking.
Yeah, good luck recovering from that, but go ahead. Let's see how you die. Let's see how you get into this. Well, go ahead.
It's Dave's fault for putting girls with tattoos of other girls
put
on them.
Put some music on. This will help him. It'd be musical.
Put on the Balance Chicka Bow Wow. Okay, put on that.
Not the porn music.
Did you... see what the Jets. The Jets are doing something cool. Would you like this if you're a Rams, probably not Chargers ticket holder because you only have like 12 seats at the StubHub, so that's going to sell out. That's not hard. It's like a high school field. But what they're doing in New York for the Jets, right?
You pay this a flat fee. This is perfect for the Coliseum.
It is. You pay a flat fee of like $750 for 10 games. That's 8 regular season games, 2 preseason games. So $75 per. You don't know where you're going to sit. Until hours before
Ever?
The game.
Any of the game. You don't know where you're sitting for any of them.
None of them. What happens is...
750. How many? 10 games?
10 games. So 75
so per. That's the whole home season and a
normally,
pre-game or
yeah,
two.
Normally good pre-season seats will game. Cost you several thousand dollars. I know upwards of 10 if you want to sit somewhere good in Seattle for season seats. Yeah, the better your team is. But
well,
75
sure.
bucks. Okay, now here's what they do. We're going to wait until kickoff.
So this
kickoff.
Is the Jets you're talking the about. Jets. Are some of them free?
Yeah, no. As you're walking into the stadium, they're going to be like, okay, guess what? We didn't sell as many tickets as we thought, so you can sit right down with the expensive seats.
So when the Browns come to town, you're in shape.
And when the Bills come to town, you're looking really good.
And when the Dolphins, Patriots come to town,
when the Patriots come to town, sorry,
you're in the parking lot.
You're going to be in the parking lot. No, basically, you're going to be in the nosebleeds. You can wind up in the mezzanine. You can wind up in the end zone, in the nosebleeds, in the good seats, anywhere but the luxury suites, basically. All that the Jets have promised.
But
is
for way less.
If you add the 10 games together where we actually seat you, put those ticket stub prices together, it'll exceed the $750 you paid to buy into this.
So that's all they're saying. It'll exceed the $750. So they could 1 week send you down front for $1,000 a pop and put you in the parking lot for the other night.
Absolutely they could. Absolutely they could. So we'll wait.
That's
and see
a little
what
too random for me, actually.
Yeah,
if I thought they'd be fair about it, maybe, but do I trust them?
Yeah. If you're talking, you know, Vinny from Long Island, you know, that wants to go out and watch his team, I don't think he really cares. He just wants his beer and his brats, man. But pretty interesting thing. They call it the boarding pass.
The boarding pass.
Yeah, we're gonna see how long that lasts.
Well, the Jets are a perfect team to test drive this on. I think they got a great big stadium, and they can just see how bad when their team sucks, just how bad people actually still want to buy some tickets.
Yeah, so good luck to them. They're gonna have what makes it worse too is that team they share the stadium with is going to have a really good year. I think.
Yeah, especially if Ezekiel Elliott is on the shelf for 6 games, which is going to be tough for him to wiggle off the hook.
Yeah, I wish Zeke's suspension was the end of the season though. When the Seahawks go there on Christmas Eve, not the beginning. of the season. I always miss that stupid. It's like when Brady was suspended last year.
We have another pair of tickets for It's Not Dead if you want to go to the Punk Festival, which is coming up end of the month, August 26th, out of Glen Helen. We'll rock out with the Rob Out next on KLOS.
Let's go! Let's go!
Timeout is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS.
Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush, man. Where does the time go as we're winding things down here? And what is on tap for you today? Dodgers, Padres out at Chavez Ravine. Of course, you got the Chargers playing in their first game as an L.A. Chargers squad, the new version of the L.A. Chargers squad, taking on the Seahawks. Good luck with that one. But then again, you never know what you're going to get.
It's only preseason.
I know. It is only.
I mean, it's not like Russell Wilson, those guys are starting.
Correct. All I got to say is this. The Rams beat the Cowboys yesterday. Really? I mean, it is preseason, you know. So, but I am curious to see what happens with Sammy Watkins and how he does. It's only going to improve that offense, even though he hasn't lived up to everything he's supposed to. They lost EJ Gaines in the process, but it's going to be fun to watch. But, yeah, good luck out there today to the Chargers in their first game. We'll wait and see how it turns out.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob Out.
Up for grabs tickets for It's Not Dead. You like punk rock? Identify this song, won't you?
24 hours ago. I want to be sedated. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Oh! I want to be sedated. Just get me to the airport. Put me on a plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
before I go insane.
800-955-KLOS. Man, sometimes some are easier than others. This is no-brainer. I know you got this one. Start dialing if
sometimes
you want tickets.
It just speaks to you, huh?
For It's Not Dead Festival from KLOS.
Now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Yep, Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush, and your chance to score It's Not Dead tickets if you can identify this song.
24 hours ago. I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Oh, I want to be sedated. Just get me to the airport. Put me on a plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Before I go insane.
It's just that simple sometimes, man. Some of them are just no-brainers. Boy, you nailed that one.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. Sal in Compton is going to take first shot at this. Good morning, Sal.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what song do you think that is? You can identify that for us?
I think so. It's the Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated.
How in the world did you figure that out? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, it was a tough one, but I figured it out.
Come on,
maybe
man.
Because the title was in there a couple of times, maybe. Yeah. That it?
You're smart, man. You're from yeah. You're from the CPT, man. That's what I love about you guys down there. Hey, Sal, do you ever tell people I'm straight out of Compton? I mean, do you ever use that line? I would if I lived there.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Thank you.
Good man. Good man.
You got it.
And he's honest and says he does, too. Perfect. All right, tickets for It's Not Dead, Rancid, Dropkick Murphys, and a whole lot more. All up for grabs for you here, my friend. Hold on, Sal. You're a winner with KLOS, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. Good stuff there.
Wouldn't that be your theme song, your ringer on your cell phone? Someone straight out of Compton. If you live there, why not, right?
For me, it would be like, I got run out of Compton. What you doing in here, white boy?
That's what I'm saying. You're not welcome.
So, one more note before we get out the door. Usain Bolt has been the fastest man on the planet for a long time. 11 gold medals, more than anybody else.
Not today, he's not.
What an awful way to go out.
Sad.
Oh, my gosh. 4x100 relay, and he pulls up lame. Looks like he pulls a hamstring or something. His doctor afterwards said it was a cramp. He's going for an MRI today, but a very unceremonious way for the fastest human alive to go out. Looks like he stayed like one or two races too long, maybe.
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, it happens to the best of us. You know, you and I, we've stayed, what, 80 or 90 shows too long. You know, this show hit its feet. This show hit
99.
Its feet like show 15. Three? Now we're at 103 next week.
But we're still here, and it's almost time for football season. So
yes,
that's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this show. But you know what? Breakfast with the Beatles is on deck next. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Go Hawks.